Good evening. Thank you. Yesterday we noted that there are times at which you don't respond Baruch Hu or Shemo. If you're in the middle of something, you can't be mafzik, you're saying your own bracha, you're engaged with tefillah, you're doing something. And we noted that there seems to be this value and ethic that even though hearing the name of God demands of us a response to give that name weight, there are times at which we don't engage, we don't respond, we act as if we never heard it. There is one other time, not just when you're in a place when you can't be masik, when you shouldn't say Baruch Hu Rishmo, and this probably gets announced a number of times during the year at specific occasions, which is? When you want to be yotze with a bracha. What are examples in Jewish life when we announce, don't say Baruch Hu Rishmo? Vasikin minyan on Shavuos, when you're waking up early in the morning and you're trying to be yotze with the bracha of the Shlech Tzibur. When it comes to shofar, there's often an shofar, there's an announcement. Megillah, there's often an announcement. Don't say bracha v'shmo. You're in the middle, you're responding. And it seems here that because ordinarily you're hearing a bracha, you just hear the name of God, and as a spectator, there is a need for you to give that name weight. But if you're not a spectator, you're really vicariously participating in the bracha. Really, it's just as if you're saying it through their larynx. You can pay so much attention, you don't need to say Baruch Hu Shmo. In fact, you shouldn't say Baruch Hu Shmo because that removes you from the bracha as if you're a spectator. And I will just add, it's not in the kitz at this point, but I will note for those of you who are either Talmidim or friends of Talmidim or Talmidim of friends of, not sure that works, of Rabbi Soloveitchik. Rabbi Soloveitchik was of the view, and I imagine Rabbi Hochberg may have expressed this on occasion, that you never say Baruch Hu Shmo. Never say it. Because you should always be paying attention to someone else's bracha. Even if you're not technically being yotzei something that you have a chiv to do, you should see yourself as vicariously saying the bracha. So during the Amidah, when the Shlich Zibur is saying the Chazaret Hashatz, a lot of the students of the Rav won't say bracha Yishmo. When they hear somebody, often at Minyanim at Shachar, I've not heard it here, but you have the bracha HaShachar, somebody will say bracha Yishmo after you say Hashem each time. In YU, you never have that. Rav Shechter never did that. Rav Lichtenstein and Gush never said that. And Zev actually pointed out to me the other night that he had to unlearn Baruch Hu Shemo, as did myself. When I went to yeshiva, you find out the Rav Lichtenstein and the brisket had all sorts of traditions that you have to unlearn the things that we've been taught from the youngest age, which seems to be heavy tradition. And the Rav felt that we should be living lives of such intense attention that if somebody's saying a bracha and we're listening, we should imagine as if we're saying the bracha, even if we don't technically have the obligation. You should never say bracha v'shemo.
There is a when you say brachas in the morning.
When I say brachas in the morning.
When anyone says
okay.
Brachas in the morning, maybe he's also.
Maybe.
I believe that there's a difference between whether you said the brachas before, or you're hearing it for the first time. Whether you say Baruch Hu Shemo, is that correct? Or do you know what I'm talking about? Or am I making this up?
I mean, it makes logical sense. Your sentence fits together, but I'm not sure of what of people who have that practice.
Yes, because I believe that if you've said it already, then you don't say Baruch Shemo, maybe, because you've already.
The other way would make more sense, right? If you already said it, then you say Baruch Hu Shemo, because I'm not being yotzi. But if I haven't heard it yet, so I'm listening for the first time, I'm not going to interrupt. That could be. But you're telling me it's the opposite.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that one or the other, I'm not sure, really.
Or neither.
No, but one way or the other.
Or both. Okay.